This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Alicia Haig, A-L-I-S-S-I-A-H-A-I-G, date of birth 08-04-1977. Date of appointment November 13, 2024. Requesting physician Sophia Drzmarski, Zofia Drzmarski, Zofia Drzmalski. Dear Dr. Drzmarski, I have the pleasure of seeing Alicia Haig today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 47-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman. About 1 week ago, she woke up with a headache. Headache was back of the head and neck was sore also. It was mild and as the day passes, it becomes intense. She also developed numbness 2 days before the headache. Numbness is on the left side, involving the left side of the face, left upper and lower extremities. She is having soreness in the neck, having pins and needles on the left side, tingling on the left side, no weakness, no pain. She still has numbness, headache is less, feels like brain freezes. She has a constant nausea, no vomiting, no photophobia, no phonophobia. Vision was distorted. No dizziness. She went to the urgent care. Flu test, COVID, and strep test were negative. She got Toradol and nausea medication. After 2 days, went to the urgent care again. Got sumatriptan, prednisone, and ibuprofen. After a few days, she went to the emergency room of the LS Hospital, E-L-L-I-S, where CT of the head and CT angiogram of the head and neck were negative. Chest x-ray, blood test done, urine was negative. She got IV Benadryl, Tylenol, magnesium, Nurtec. No medication helped her. She have a history of TMJ on both sides. Yesterday she went to the doctor who adjusted her mouth guard. She was seen by chiropractor who is adjusting the neck. When she is sitting, numbness is more on the left side. Past medical history, TMJ, past surgical history, appendectomy, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, cyclobenzaprine, social history, she stopped smoking at 2000, she drink alcohol socially, does not use drugs, she work in the state office job. She is married, lives with the husband, have two daughters. Family history, mother alive with spinal stenosis, COPD, father alive, hypertension, one sister alive with migraine, one brother deceased at age 41. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, numbness, tingling, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 95, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart resonance 2, regular and rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bowel sound present. Next up, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is a minimal right facial asymmetry present, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5 or 5, deep tender reflex 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pin prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Touch sensation is decreased on the left side of the forehead. Assessment and plan. 47-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Probably right-sided lacunar stroke with left-sided numbness. Number 2, atypical migraine. Number 3, rule out cervical radiculopathy. Number 4, anxiety. Number 5, joint pain, joint stiffness, and muscle pain. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order MRI of the brain to rule out stroke. I would like to start propranolol 10 mg 1 PO 3 times daily. Her blood pressure is high today, 140 over 95. If MRI of the brain will be negative, then I will order MRI of the C spine. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month.